T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
So a rule is typically put in place because somebody did it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's Camel Country, 107.9, number one for New Country. Like a rule would be don't spit your gum on the sidewalk.
Right.
It's because somebody did it before and somebody stepped on it. So don't spit your gum on the sidewalk in front of the front door or entryway or whatever.
Yeah, or, you know, don't leave glass by the pool because then it gets in.
Because somebody's broke a glass.
Right.
And then people walk around with bare feet.
Exactly. You know? It makes sense.
So there was a letter, and whether this is a satire, you know, a fake letter or not, is one that's kind of made the rounds on the internet from a property company that has sent a letter to its residents with some additional rules added to their already existing rules.
Okay.
The letter goes as follows. Dear residents, due to the recent actions of a specific tenant, we have been forced to update our community rules. Please find the new rules below.
Okay.
A couple of standard ones. No trash bags outside your door. No loud music after 10.
Uh-huh.
But number 3 is where it kind of gets interesting.
Okay.
No yodeling at any time. Do not feed the squirrels nachos.
What?
Do not change the sign for the fitness center to read fatness center. Do not climb other people's balconies while drunkenly yelling, I am Spider-Man.
Wow. Okay.
Do not place rent checks in a bear trap outside the rental office.
Oh my gosh.
Who is this person? Do not yell at the moon.
What?
No trick-or-treating unless you are a kid and it is Halloween. Do not yell, order up, and throw hot dogs at people that walk past your window. Do not attach basketball hoops above residents' doors, knock, and then dunk on them when they answer. Moving forward, failure to abide by these rules will be grounds for eviction. Can't believe they haven't been evicted before.
Honestly, they sound very charismatic.
Again, I mean, if it's fake, it still gave us a good laugh,
yeah.
Right? But I mean, it's being passed around like it's an actual letter and it's a picture of an actual letter.
Right.
That was handed out.
There's no, I can't see them keeping somebody in the apartment for that long.
Yeah, the bear trap one, I can see other people doing some of the stuff on that thing, you know, but the rent trap and a bear trap outside the rental office.
Yeah. I can see like on a mouse trap or something, but a bear trap, that's really aggressive. And I can also see that being like multiple people, not just like one offender.
But it says due to recent actions of a specific tenant.
Right.
So to prevent any of that from happening again, they had to put out new rules. But I mean, that would be a weird roommate.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Had you have that person living with you. Have you ever had a weird roommate?
I've never had a roommate at all.
What?
Yeah, I've never had a roommate.
Well, your 4-year-old.
He's just... Yeah. Do you count him? Because if not, everything he does is weird.
My roommate was more hungry than I ever get.
Uh-huh.
You know, and he gets a little more cranky than I ever get.
Really?
And he really made us split up the fridge. Like, I had half the freezer, he had half the freezer. So that way, when he came home, he was ensured that the food that he was looking forward to when he got home was there in the refrigerator when he got home.
No way.
Because what's more disappointing than to be looking forward to something, right?
And it's not there.
And it's not there.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense.
It makes sense. But, I mean, to have him put lines of tape down the each shelf
That's
in the
weird.
Refrigerator, measured out so we each get half the refrigerator.
That's insane.
That was a roommate that I had way back when.
Wow. I hadn't heard that story.
Yeah.
That's strange to me.
That was a little house in Kent that I got arrested in.
The little party. Yeah, that house.
Okay. We had all those parties. That roommate. That roommate. But have you ever had a weird roommate? What odd thing did they do? You can text us at 22108 and let us know the story.
Yeah.
We're going to get some of these coming up. All right, a lot of texts coming in at 22108 on telling us about a weird roommate you've had. We've read these rules from an apartment complex that they sent out to residents of this community. These new rules, like no yodeling at any time. Don't feed the squirrels nachos. Don't climb on other people's balconies yelling, I am Spider-Man. You know, rules are put in place because somebody has done them at one point or another.
Right.
And they don't want you to repeat what somebody else did.
Yes. You have to stop it before it continues.
So it kind of got us talking about weird roommates that you've had, because this guy would definitely be a weird roommate or girl.
Yeah, he would.
I don't know. Text from the 951. My employer had to make a rule about no dressing in tuxedos and ball gowns at work.
That's amazing. I would do that.
Which means somebody did, right?
Yeah.
People were showing up in tuxedos and ball gowns.
I think it's great. I would totally wear a ball gown to work. If you didn't make fun of me, I would totally do it.
I wouldn't make fun of you.
Yes, you would.
Yeah, probably would.
Yeah.
remember Step Brothers? They interviewed for the job and the tuxedos?
Yes. See, that should be a thing. We should do that more often.
It's just too much work to get ready for work in a tuxedo.
Yeah, well.
Just throw on some shorts and a shirt.
Just throw on your tuxedo.
Nah. Text of the 623. Weirdest roommate, my husband. He eats us out of the house, puts his laundry next to the hamper, and snores like a train.
That's funny.
Text of the 214. My roommate always asked me to help move her bed away from the wall multiple times a week, in fact. Text of the 310. My friend.
That's funny.
Text the 310. My freshman roommate in college would sleepwalk. And she told me a story about how she sleepwalked. And one night she walked into her parents' room, hovered over her mom, and her mom punched her in the face because she thought she was an intruder.
I would have done the same
thing. I would always wake up in the middle of the night with her sitting up, just staring at me, straight up terrifying.
Oh, that is horrifying.
Text of the 480, I had a roommate that would steal my clothes and then made me feel completely crazy for thinking that would happen. One day I went to her room and found 23 articles of my clothing.
Oh my gosh. That's a problem.
Text of the 602, my roommate years ago needed me to be there more. First up and out, and last to be in. I don't know what they needed to be there more. So first up and out. So you got to get up first and leave the house before I get up. And then you got to be back in after the roommate goes to bed. So the roommate didn't ever want to see you. That's how I read that.
Wow. That's time for a new roommate. That's weird.
Wow.
That's not even pleasant.
No. What do you do during the day? Like,
right.
Until that person goes to bed.
Shouldn't you have like some form of like pleasant demeanor with your roommate?
Yeah. There's more. We're going to get to these coming up here just after the top of the hour. But if you do have a crazy roommate story, what weird tendencies, what weird stories you got with a former roommate, current roommate, could be, text us at 22108. And we'll get to more of these coming up just after the top of the hour. All right, now let's talk about weird roommates.
Yes.
Love hearing these stories. And when you hear these stories, it's just one of those things that it's either going to scare you out of having a roommate or getting a roommate, or just be thankful to be not in this situation.
Yeah. I am thankful to not have a roommate. So these are putting me in that category.
Text of the 562. You were thinking about getting a roommate at one point, right?
I thought about it, yeah. And then I went,
yeah. Yeah. You'll continue to say, yeah.
Yes, I will.
Text of the 562. My roommate Buzz would gut and clean deer carcasses on the balcony of our second story apartment after field stripping and cleaning all his firearms. He also stole a stop sign and placed it in our living room. He had a cement block attached to the bottom of the sign.
Oh my gosh.
Text of the 256. My roommate used to put ramen noodle bowls in her nightstand like still in the rice cooker bowls for the microwave. She also would smoke a cigarette every 12 minutes during a movie.
Oh my gosh.
Text of the 480. I had a roommate that used to drink a half gallon of milk, then when it was half gone, refilled it with water. He said it fought off evil spirits.
Oh, that's interesting.
Text of the 602. My sister was the tidy one. I was the messy one. So when I had a room with my twin sister, there was a line drawn down the middle of the room. One side completely covered with stuff and the other one was spotless.
Sounds like something out of a movie.
A literal line down the middle of the room. Text of the 313. My ex-roommate would take my heels and lingerie. I caught him wearing it one day. He's no longer my roommate. He said he was wearing it for his mistress.
What? That's weird.
Text of the 480. When I was out of town for 3 weeks on vacation, my old roommate moved into my master bedroom and moved all my stuff into her old room.
Oh, no. No.
Text of the 254. Hey, guys, I had a roommate that used to smell every piece of clothing before taking them out of the dryer. The worst was when he would lick the dishes to check if they were clean. Just had to share. Have a great day.
What?
Lick the dishes to see if they were clean.
That's weird.
Text of the 602. My roommate never comes out of his room except to go to work. So one day I went into his room and I legit threw out 3 garbage bags of empty QT cups.
That's gross. I bet that smells so bad.
Just one of those, oh yeah, horrid.
Yeah. Horrid,
but just one of those antisocial folk, right?
Yeah. Just would rather not leave. Yeah.
I feel like I did that at one point. Not that bad, though.
Oh, I don't think I've ever done that. Yeah, no. I have to get out. At some point, I have to get out.
Yeah. But I would never lock myself in there and not be seen for days.
Yeah, that's weird. That's strange.
That is really strange.
It is strange.
Hey, we appreciate all those texts this morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.